Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Have you ever given any thought to the proposition that prayer is a dangerous thing? Prayer is never meaningless, for prayer can serve as a curse or a blessing. But how can prayer be a curse to us? Let me try and use the Lord's Prayer to demonstrate. How often we pray the Lord's Prayer without giving any thought or consideration to what we are confessing. And often, our thoughts wander, and if we really are honest, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we sometimes pray the direct opposite of what Jesus taught us to pray. To paraphrase what we often think as we pray the Lord's Prayer, one might come up with, "O God, who's up there somewhere? Let my name be hallowed. Let me be king of my universe. Let my will be done. Give me today my daily bread and a whole lot more beside. Overlook my insignificant, petty imperfections, but give it to those people who do me wrong. Lead me not into temptation, except the temptations I quite like. And don't let any evil befall me." The next time you are employing spontaneous prayer, just really listen to what you are saying. How are you approaching God? If most of us are honest, far too often we are at the core of our prayers. It is me-centered, not Christ-centered prayer. That's a dangerous thing. We fail to realize that as sinners, we have no business entering into the presence of a holy and just God. God is not some distant deity who is there for me to manipulate. I don't call the shots. But this all too common approach to prayer is dangerous because it places me at the center of the universe. And if I'm at the center of the universe, then, let's face it, it's a pretty small, insignificant, petty, and damnable universe. Praying the Lord's Prayer is also dangerous because it can fly directly in the face of all that we see and experience in the world today. Today, God's name is not hallowed. Instead, it's mocked, it's ridiculed, and it is even used to call down curses upon people. And is God really the king? The world is full of tyrants and dictators and warlords of every shape and size. God doesn't appear to be in the picture. And is God's will really being done? It appears that the will of the strong and the rich and the famous is being done, but certainly not God's will. And what about all those people who are starving or who suffer from terrible diseases or all the abandoned refugees? Where is their daily bread? And forgiveness, well, that seems to be an awfully short supply, doesn't it? No, we don't want forgiveness. We want revenge. If he hits me, I'll hit him harder. And temptations to sin are around every corner, on every television channel, and they fill the internet. The old evil foe seems to be calling the shots and seems to be in control, not God. To pray the Lord's Prayer is actually to look worldly circumstances and powers in the face and defy them. And that's a dangerous thing. Faith sees behind and beyond all circumstances and announces that our God, our Father, is really in control. He's really the King. The Lord's Prayer shouts out a defiant message to the world, a message of blessing and hope, a message of death and resurrection. Jesus gave this prayer to his disciples, and this is the prayer of the church. Those who are baptized into Christ, those who have drowned the old Adam in them through daily repentance. This is the prayer of God's people who confess that God is our Father. We are a community of God's children, intimately loved and cared for by our dear Father. But our Father is not a weak, easily manipulated deity. No, our Father is in heaven. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, almighty, all-knowing, all-present. He is immanent but He is also intimate. He is Almighty God, who is our God, who is our Father. And we are blessed because His name has been placed upon us. At our baptism, God claimed us as His children. He made us members of His family through the forgiveness of sins and the bestowal of His Holy Spirit upon us. His name and all the blessings that come with His name are now ours. We are Christians, and we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness and death into God's wonderful kingdom of glory and light. We are citizens of God's kingdom, subjects of the gracious and merciful King of Kings, and we gladly worship Him and bow before Him. We are also happy to abide by His will, as our old rebellious and sinful wills have been crucified with Christ. They've been nailed to the cross. We are now new creations in Christ, freed to worship our Father and to serve our neighbor in love and humility for Christ's sake. And we are content with all the gifts that God so graciously gives to us. We bless God for our daily bread, and we desire to share that with those who struggle to survive. And this response of love and compassion is found in us because we know the real joy of having our trespasses forgiven. We know the debt that we owed, a debt that we could never repay. But Jesus paid the debt He didn't owe in order to forgive us and set us free so that we might forgive others. And knowing the love and forgiveness of Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us, we do not panic, and we do not rebel when troubles and trials and sufferings come our way. We trust that our God, who promises never to leave us or forsake us, is constantly upholding us. We understand and trust that He uses all things to work together for good for all of those who trust in Him, even if we cannot see or understand how. And we know that the evil foe will never destroy us, because Jesus Christ has defeated the power of sin, death, and the devil. Praying the Lord's Prayer proclaims that in Christ our Lord our sinful nature has been put to death, and a new creation now lives in us. It says boldly to worldly circumstances that would try to lead us into doubt and despair that God, our Father, still reigns and calls the shots. Praying the Lord's Prayer looks death straight in the face and defiantly confesses that the victory is Jesus's. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Jesus has destroyed the power and the sting of death through His death and resurrection, and through faith in Him, He gives us that same victory. Yes, prayer can be a dangerous thing. If used properly, it will kill you, but it will also raise you to new life in Christ. Amen. Lord, let it be so. So let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.